Established in 1975, the Blacks in Government organization has helped African Americans in federal service reach their professional potential and to collaborate on workplace issues such as discrimination. BIG recently elected Doris Sartor as its 14th president. She works at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama in the Civilian Associate Degree Program. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco about the priorities she plans to focus on as BIG's president.
The first one is to implement our organization's operational strategic plan. Our plan focuses on four major areas: communications flow, financial accountability, advocacy, and membership. We're using our forward-thinking plan and being accountable for our results. We know that this will make our organization transparent and provide a clear alignment with our organization's vision, which is member-focused, world-class enterprise recognized for excellence. Secondly, we advocate on equal opportunity issues. This is our second priority. We partner with the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, DOD, Department of Defense, and other federal, state, and local agencies and organizations to strategically provide opportunities for communication, collaboration, and coordination to address our issues and concerns. Let me provide one example. Blacks in Government, through our esteemed immediate past national president, Honorable Darlene Young, and now on our national board of directors, worked with the Coalition of Change for getting the No Fair Act of 2002 amended. Now, this amending the No Fair Act serves to strengthen the EEO, Equal Employment Opportunity Protection, for federal employees who have been discriminated against, and provides accountability within the federal government for being retaliated. In a second current initiative, 2 days ago, I spoke with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's Office of Federal Operations, Ms. Patricia St. Cloud, and we'll be having a partnership agreement dealing with our strategic way ahead for enhanced diversity and outreach education and training. And we will be implementing this starting this year. Our third priority is to define BIG as a world-class training organization. We want to enhance our National Training Institute. Now, that offers more courses that are of benefit to the federal, state, and local government and meets these minimum requirements for professional certification and recertification for certain areas, such as equal employment opportunity and project management. Our next fourth initiative that I'd like to share is we're going to implement some innovative strategic strategies for membership recruitment and retention. We want to align all levels of BIG around clear communication. We want to continue to utilize and enhance social media and BIG publications more effectively. This will allow us to accomplish our mission more effectively. We wish to incorporate the involvement of BIG's academic sponsors as a vital component of our marketing strategy. Presently, we have partnerships with Grantham University and Management Concepts. And we want to attract and engage the younger generation through some meaningful experiences, mentoring by our seasoned members, and target opportunities for them at all levels. We need to entice the younger members to join BIG and to understand the true importance of networking to achieve career success. So that's just briefly some of our priorities for the way ahead.
So you mentioned the partnership with EEOC, specifically on a diversity and inclusion program. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that means and how that will work?
What they're looking at is to strengthen their strategic partnership with Blacks in Government through enhanced and increased outreach, education, and training. Now, we're going to focus on the Commission's strategic enforcement plan. They have identified six priorities, and these six priorities are totally in line with the goals and objectives of the organization. Number one is eliminating barriers in recruitment and hiring. Number two, protecting vulnerable workers. Number three, addressing selected emerging and developing issues. Number four, ensuring equal pay protection for all workers. Five, preserving access to the legal system. And six, preventing systemic harassment. Of course, we want to maximize our shared resources and information to eliminate discrimination in the government workplace. And the way ahead is for us to collaborate with them on these issues, and then we'll get on the operational and strategic level with them as we move forward.
So the Obama administration for the past 8 years, I feel like, has put a pretty big emphasis on having a diverse and inclusive federal workforce, you know, with the idea being that the federal workforce should look like the public that it serves. And, you know, I was wondering how BIG plans to make sure that, you know, the progress that has been made over the past 8 years, that continues as we look on to a new administration?
Long before the past administration's emphasis on diversity and inclusion, Blacks in Government has always had the initiatives of diversity and inclusion at the forefront of its organizational goals. You see that in our strategic plan. As an organization, our commitment to these initiatives remain unwavering. For example, Blacks in Government already has programs established to address disparities in the workforce. Therefore, we will continue to engage our agencies through our agency compliance and review program and through our discrimination awareness program, each of which will be monitored for effectiveness. Now, this also includes diligently working with our chapters to engage in dialogues that address equal employment opportunity, data indicating disparities in promotions, awards, details, disciplinary actions, hiring, retaining, and firing of government workers. Besides this focus on workforce disparities, Blacks in Government will continue to place a strong emphasis on career development, which many will say is also a legacy of the past administration. But this, too, has been a part of BIG's mission since its inception. At this same time, Blacks in Government will continue to work tirelessly toward a more coordinated effort to promote diversity and inclusion. This means that Blacks in Government will strengthen our ongoing and continued partnerships with EEOC, DOD, OPM, and other agencies such as these to share strategies and resources. We will remain engaged and continue our partnership with the Joint Center of Economic and Political Studies as they further carry out Obama's Diversity and Inclusion Initiative. And yes, expect BIG to advocate for the continued emphasis on diversity and inclusion with the new administration. We will work intentionally and deliberately with other organizations to champion this initiative, such as the National Coalition for Equity in Public Service, called NCEP. We continue to take the high road, and we will work with the current administration to make sure that diversity and inclusion is incorporated into the new agenda. It may not be called diversity and inclusion, whatever it's called, we're going to move it forward.